at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
It's the Badgers facing one of the most high-powered offenses in college hockey. With the Michigan Wolverines in town this weekend, we owe our stations a legal ID, 10 seconds, all across the Badger Radio Network. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Special ceremony for the Suter family, and the opening faceoff comes your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big close save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the logo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. But gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Brock Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Oh, and it's a special weekend here at the Kohl Center. Suter Family Night tonight on Throwback Weekend here at the Kohl Center as the Badgers play host to the Michigan Wolverines. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. And Ian, we see the ceremony going right now down below us, the ceremonial dropping of the puck here by the Suter family. And hard to put into words in less than about 20 minutes what this family has meant to this Badger program and hockey throughout the state of Wisconsin.
You could have a two-hour documentary and not even cover everything that you should be covering when you're there. The only part that was bad for me was that I looked down there and three of the four men had gray hair. I don't remember playing with Bobby, John, or coaching Gary when they had gray hair.
No. Ryan Suter not here tonight because his NHL job is keeping him busy with the Dallas Stars.
Oh, but he could have taken the night off.
Bob, his father not here as well, who passed away a few years back, but Gary Suter, Ryan's uncle, Bob's brother here tonight. All three of those have put their name on programs and Olympic medals and all the things that they've won here over the years, national championships and beyond, and then what Bob did in helping the youth programs around the state and the Madison Capitals and beyond just continues to go on. That's a legacy that's not done. It just continues to keep giving to hockey around the state.
Well, Bobby was the, what do they call it, the silent killer. I mean, he just had a little grin that every so often, and I can tell you tons of stories because I sat next to him for 2 years, and I was his, John, his older brother. John was my partner my sophomore year, and so between Bob and John, I got to know a little bit about the East Side and a little bit about their dad and a little bit about Madison hockey. And when he came back from the Olympics and gold medal sports and all of that came into play, we knew who ruled the roost here.
They are dropping the puck, and it is our Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening face-off. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We are underway with a great day for hockey here at the Kohl Center. It's the Badgers and fifth-ranked Wolverines in a Big Ten series opener here between these two teams that find themselves strangely, for different reasons, at the bottom of the Big Ten standings. Badgers in seventh and Michigan in sixth. Michigan in sixth place in the conference, yet fifth in the country. Go figure that. That's some funny math at work there. But they have got a lot of talent, got 10 wins on the season. Badgers have 6 wins, and the Badgers riding a 4-game winning streak here, entering tonight's series opener. Play continues in the Badger zone. Centering pass will go to the far side. Horback tries to track it down. Can't get there. The Wolverines control and keep it in the offense end. Luca Fantilli plays it around the boards. It'll come back to the near blue line. In fact, it'll go out to center ice, and Druskins will have to regroup for Michigan. He has it taken away from him by Bantle. Back in Bantle skates momentarily, loses it, and it's flipped out to center ice. Kuhlemans can't control. Wolverines bring it in over the lines. Kuhlemans helped break it up, though. Horbach plays it ahead, but off the stick of Lindmark, doesn't get out of the zone. Owen has it now, however. Cross ice onto the stick of Kuhlemans. Long wrist shot right in on, and Portillo makes the first save of the evening here. Almost a minute and a half gone by in the opening period.
We should remind you that Portillo is a very large man. I don't think you're going to beat him up high very often, even when he goes to his knees. But the fact of the matter being is he has an amazing glove, too.
6'6", 220 is Eric Portillo, one of the best netminders in college hockey. Badgers get it out of their own zone. A chance for an odd man rush possibly here. Stramel on his back end, cuts to the middle and lifts it just over the top of Portillo and the cage, bouncing it off the glass in front of the student section. Badgers in the opening period wearing their white sweaters with cardinal trim going from our right to our left. And it's the blue and maize of Michigan working from left to right here in the opening period. Scoreless so far, just over 2 minutes gone by. Lotch pinches to keep it in along the near board. Sharp angle centering pass goes right through the blue paint and steered away by Portillo. Dexheimer keeps it in, gets it below the goal line. Taken over by Truscott, though, for Michigan. Wolverines, Hughes to Hughes. Luke Hughes cross ice to TJ Hughes. No relation, and TJ will play it into the zone.
You're going to have that problem with the Fantilli boys, too.
Yeah, there's a couple of siblings here. Some familiar names over the years here with this Wolverines program. Badger zone. Erdahl with a head of steam. Gets it below the goal line. It's chopped off his stick, but followed up by Stang. Stang on his backhand side along the far boards. Can't get enough on it to get it all the way back to the blue line. Badgers keep it in. Mersch spinning around, trying to throw it towards the net. He's chopped down from behind. No penalty call coming there, despite the student section very unbiasedly wanting one. Badgers staying now back in his own zone. Cross-ice pass to Vorlicki. He'll play it ahead to Erdahl in over the line, and Erdahl is offside, is the call on the Badgers.
I don't know. We're pretty much sitting on the blue line, and geez, that was a debatable call. But anyway, the Badgers came out with good jump, and they've pinned Michigan in their defensive zone, gotten 3 or 4 good shots attempted on net.
One of the many tests that the Badgers will face is having that good jump at the start. Michigan has outscored opponents 24-11 in first period play so far this season. Michigan coming off a weekend in which they tied Harvard and then beat them in a series in Ann Arbor. It was the first loss for the Harvard Crimson this season, Harvard winning the shootout in that tie. Malmquist will send it around the boards, held in by Kerr right in front of the Wolverines bench. Played back below the goal line. It comes to DeSaint Fowle, has it on his stick, looks for a centering pass. That's blocked. Badgers keep it in, however, as Caulfield will backhand it down low below the goal line. Malmquist couldn't control, and now a chance for the Wolverines to get out. Estapa plays it out to center ice. Bouncing around, Granowitz will send it in and then head off at a change as it's stopped by Jared Moe behind his own cage. Both teams in the middle of change. Vorlicki with a long lead pass. That tipped by Horbach, so no icing call here as he gets it in deep. Around the boards it comes to the near side. Vorlicki on his backhand sends it down low. Picked up by Lindmark. Lindmark's centering pass is denied. A chance for Michigan's Hughes to play it around the boards to Truscott at the other side. Michigan trying to break it out. They do so to the line and now just over. Not totally clean there, but Dylan Duke now at center ice goes cross ice to Hughes. In over the line. Luke Hughes, the sophomore defenseman. Top scoring defenseman in college hockey for freshmen last season. Behind his own net, it's Kuhlemans for the Badgers. Now he'll wrist it ahead. Bantle was tied up, followed up by Lindmark, who gets it out to center ice at least and out of the zone. Bantle heads off on the change. Michigan counters quickly. Duke has it stripped off his stick, played out to center ice. Gorniak can't get it in time. He bumps and collides with his man. A couple of checks at center ice before it's finally dumped into the Badger zone. Vorlicki plays it cross ice to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans avoids one check, gets it out to center ice, snaps off a pass right on the tape of Lucius. Lucius going cross ice, head Stramel coming. The pass was a bit behind him. Stramel with a backhand pass, a little soft and right into the skate of the Wolverine, and that causes a turnover. Michigan counters the other way quickly. Badgers trying to get right on top of them. We heard Tony Granato say in the pregame show, the best way to defend them is attack them. Keep them down in their own zone where they can't hurt you. In the offensive zone, it's TJ Hughes for Michigan. Pass back to the blue line, picked off by Lucius. At center ice, gets around a check. It's scooped up, and the Badgers have the chance of 2-on-1. It was Gorniak as a trailer. Dexheimer tried to get it to him, but he put the pass right into the defenseman who cut him off in Seamus Casey.
Well, that's the guy you want to have on a 2-on-1 is Jack Gorniak, because he can blow by those defensemen.
Long pass at center ice. Off McGroarty's stick, he's bumped from behind. Chopped at by Erdahl. He'll get it to center ice, and he'll be the first one to it. Erdahl with a head of steam. Gets around the defender. Cuts towards the sharp angle shot. Wrist shot right on. Portillo steers that one aside. It'll go to the far corner. Erdahl continues on the forecheck. He's joined by Lucius up front. It squirts to the near side. Wolverines trying to get it out. LaPointe can't do so. Back and forth it goes. Side to side in the Michigan zone. Finally comes out to center ice. Mersch with it now. Sends one cross ice. It's deflected off the stick of Kerr and deep into the offensive zone. So he can end off on a change and no icing call. As the Wolverines, Luca Fantilli plays it ahead. LaPointe sends it to center ice. With a head of steam, it's Jackson Hallam trying to get around Kuhlemans. Nice poke check by Kuhlemans to get the puck away. Plays it with his backhand side past Vorlicki behind the net. Wolverines trying to keep it deep. Badgers lift it out to center ice as Dominic Mersch sends it all the way down, and it'll go just slow enough to not have an icing call and allow the Badgers to change here. 13:25 to go in the first. No score between the Badgers and fifth-ranked Michigan here in their series opener. A couple of big hits on the forecheck. Guess who? Dominic Mersch was involved in it, staying with it. Now he was turning around, probably had the puck and looking to see what all the commotion was behind him as Luke Hughes brings it in now for Michigan. A centering pass finds a man alone in the slot, and the wrist shot by Estapa goes just wide. Kept in by Truscott. He's tripped up. Gets control of the puck again, however. Plays it down to Moyle below the goal line. Behind the net, Moyle pinned up against the boards. Helped there by Granowitz. Granowitz played along the far boards. It's kept in by Estapa. Estapa with it now. The big left-hander centers it. Comes right on. Moe gets a piece of it as it goes through the crease to the near side. Kept by Luke Hughes at the blue line. Trying to spin away from the attention that he's getting from Malmquist. But Malmquist right there with him. Chops at him a couple of times. Luke Hughes on his backhand takes it below the goal line. Gets it to Moyle. Moyle trying to take it to the far side. And on his forehand, he'll play it back to the blue line. At the line, Truscott tried to play it in deep. DeSaint Fowle battling. Just can't get control of the puck and get it out. Estapa finally has it. Walks towards the middle. Let's a wrist shot go. That's blocked up front. Everybody looking around for it. I think we got a tired group of Badgers out there right now who could use a line change. Finally, the puck comes out, and then four of the five Badgers all head for the bench. Like watching synchronized swimming there as they were all making the move. We can all go as one and get off. Quick shot right on, kicked away by Jared Moe on the rush by the Wolverines. They counter now on the attack. Fantilli, Adam Fantilli, one of the top scoring players in the country. He's knocked down to the ice. Samuskevich out there as well, plays it down low. Lodge picks it off, the top line for Michigan. Out there right now, this Adam Fantilli, Mackie Samuskevich, and Dylan Duke puts a lot of points on the board. Badgers Lodge gets it to Dexheimer in his own zone. Plays it off the boards on the near side of center ice. Lindmark will go back to Dexheimer. The Badgers will regroup. Long lead pass at center ice. Bounces off Hughes. And back comes the Wolverines in on the attack. Broken up and a chance for a two-on-one rush for the Badgers. Bantle, he's got Horback with him. Bantle on the forehand. A wrist shot right in on Portillo's pads and he denies it. Boy, he was staring right at him from about 5 feet away. Put the wrist shot right in the pads. He wanted to probably pass it to Horback, but just couldn't find an opening. LeMaster at the blue line will dump it in deep, and the Badgers will head for a change, nearing the midway of a free-flowing first period.
Yeah, that I was about to say. There's been equal opportunity for goals and two-on-ones, and it's the battles in the corners that the Badgers have been winning that has been impressive to me in this first 10 minutes.
Ethan Edwards for the Wolverines sends it all the way down the ice, and that'll bring an icing call because I jinxed it so much for the free-flowing icing the call here on Michigan. And we'll have a face-off in the offensive zone for the Badgers, who are 6-8 on the season, still searching for their first Big Ten win of the year, coming off four straight non-conference victories. The Wolverines 10-5-1 on the year, 2-4 in Big Ten play for 6 points. So they've got a couple of games in hand compared to the rest of the teams in the conference. Off the draw, the Wolverines control, something the Badgers do very well in the face-off circle. They're one of the best in the country among teams. Michigan, not very good, so a one spot that the Vantage do definitely have a statistical advantage for the Badgers. TJ Hughes cuts into the middle, a wrist shot right on, and Jared Moe gloves it up against his chest, squeezes it, and hangs on to take the faceoff to his right.
Perfect example of a defenseman's nightmare. Mike Varlicky is going to play the shooter one-on-one, and Cruz Lucius is the back-checking forward. Cruz just kind of goes for a skate over by his guy, but never really takes him. And Borlicki's going, okay, are you going to have this guy? You're not going to have this guy? What's going to happen here?
TJ Hughes, who scored 7 goals already this season. How about this when he played for in Brooks in the AJHL? 78 goals, 72 assists in 71 games. By my math, that's slightly over 2 points per game, Ian, just by my own math.
Yeah, but
which isn't very good, by the way. Erdahl cutting into the offensive zone, loses control of the puck. It's played off the near boards, and Michigan's Lapointe will bring it out to center ice. Lapointe wrists it into the Badgers zone. Philip Lapointe, who's father played 8 million years in the NHL and won 2 Stanley Cups. No, 16 years in all for teams like Detroit, Boston, Chicago. Badgers get it out to center ice. Dominic Mersch will flutter it end over end below the goal line. It's swatted at, played behind the net. Hughes, Luke Hughes, that is, awaits the pass, receives it, gets it out to center ice. He'll go towards the middle as they bring it into the offensive zone. Jake Kiernan will dump it in. The Wolverines head for a change, and with 9:40 to go in the first period, the Badgers clear it. Malmquist takes the long lead pass in over the blue line, tried to get it down deep, couldn't do so. It was picked off, and quickly in transition, Gavin Brindley plays it ahead. Then he gets the return pass. Brindley cuts to the middle, and his wrist shot goes just wide of Jared Moe in the net. Dexheimer with it below the goal line.
He surprised me. I thought for sure he was going to go top shelf from out in the slot, but nifty little move. Handcuffed the defenseman.
And good burst by Gavin Brindley, who he made the long lead pass out center ice to catch up to that action and have the scoring opportunity. McGroarty for Michigan plays it back to the blue line. Long shot by Casey goes wide of the net. Off the backboard, still controlled by the Wolverines. A centering pass and a one-timer, and this time, Rutter McGroarty makes no mistake about it, beating Jared Moe, and the Wolverines lead it 1-0.
That was the only lapse in coverage that the Badgers had in that entire shift, and it came off the wall a little bit peculiar, and as the Michigan forward just planted himself, he was going to get it. If he got it on his stick, it was going to be okay. Dexheimer late to get to his man because Lotch had gone into the corner with the guy who was chasing down the puck. So a little bit of a defensive lapse by the freshman, but I think they'll be okay.
You can see a couple of guys there watching the replay just for the Badgers standing around and looking, and then Dexheimer just reaching. And incoming was Rutger McGroarty, who gets his 6th goal of the season. The freshman out of Lincoln, Nebraska, gives the Wolverines a 1-0 lead here. 8:40 and counting now. As action's back underway in period number one, Sam Miskiewicz comes in over the line. Offside will be the call on the Wolverines. We're going to get a break and a timeout. 1-0 our score. Badgers trailing the Wolverines. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, UW Health Sports Medicine is a proud game title sponsor of tonight's action. UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And today's game is also brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Right now it's 1-0, the fifth-ranked Wolverines on top of the Badgers here in the first period of play. 8:38 to go, face-off just outside the Badger zone below us here. On Throwback Weekend, they honored the Suter family before the start of tonight's contest. We'll have the teddy bear toss tomorrow afternoon, earlier start tomorrow. So get on out here to the Kohl Center, 4 o'clock, puck drops in this series finale. Banta with a big check in his own zone, but couldn't control the puck, couldn't clear it out of the zone. Long shot from the blue line, steered away by Moe. Back come the Badgers. Lindmark puts on the brake. Centering pass, it goes off the skate of Horbach, who is cutting down the middle through the slot. Swatted at by Kuhlemans. It's blocked, comes out to center ice. Vorlicki will leave it for Kuhlemans. He's being watched closely by Sam Miskiewicz. So he'll have to drop it for Vorlicki in the corner. Helps it along the near boards. Horbach has to just chip it out to center ice, and the Wolverines' Hughes has it. Gorniak right on top of him on the forecheck. Gestapa now gets it into the Badger zone, but Vorlicki takes over. Slams it off the near boards, but not out. Gorniak will have to regroup, playing it deeper to Vorlicki. Badgers spreading it out, trying to find an opening lane. The breakout pass goes right into the skates of Lucius, chops at it, gets it over the blue line, but the Badgers lose control of it. Brought right back in by Granowitz. It's played towards the middle. Wolverines with a chance, cutting in from the far side was Estapa, but the puck just rolled off his blade, luckily for the Badgers.
Too much back standing.
Estapa again from a sharp angle shot on the near side, this time is turned away by Moe. Badgers again just looking a little bit in their own defensive zone. The Wolverines sensing it and moving the puck quickly, just a step or two ahead of the Badgers right now.
You got to move your feet, gentlemen. You can't just stand and watch the puck play around the perimeter.
Play continues in the Wisconsin zone. Gorniak has it now, racing ahead to center ice. He'll hand it off to Lucius. Lucius tries to cut to the middle, gets a fortunate bounce of the puck off his chest, and then does lose it once he gets to the high slot. And here comes Michigan, racing with a head of steam on a 2-on-2. It was Jackson Hallam who lost control of the puck. He didn't waste much time getting the feet moving in transition. Watching him the last couple of weekends in some of their series, he is one of those many Michigan players who has a burst, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and very opportunistic at the times.
Badgers play it out to center ice. Stang has it now. He'll play it softly over to LeMaster, who dumps it in. Pearson plays it behind his own net for Michigan. Luca Fantilli back to Pearson. Pearson will break it up the near side. Long lead pass to Kiernan off his stick through center ice and into the Badger zone. Nope, it was not touched. So icing will be the call here on the Wolverines. Now just 6:22 to go in the opening period. Still 1-0 Michigan.
I think it was touched actually by the Michigan player, but on this side of the red line. So they'll call it an automatic icing, and Michigan will have to stay out there with their five, and the Badgers will be allowed to make a shift change.
Faceoff will come to the left of Eric Portillo. He had 39 saves, allowing just one goal in their 4-1 victory over Harvard last week. They had both netminders play a game. Noah West getting the other start in that 4-4 tie. Vorlicki at center ice snaps a pass right into Caulfield's stick as he tried to cut towards the middle. It was poked off his blade. Kuhlman's spinning around trying to keep it in, can't do so. And here comes TJ Hughes quickly for Michigan with a chance of the 3-on-2 rush and a one-timer and another goal for the Wolverines. This one was Luke Hughes, the trailer. He beats Jared Moe on the near side below the blocker, and the Wolverines are on top by a pair.
The whole play was set up by the little skirmish at the far blue line, or the offensive blue line for the Badgers. And when Kuhlman's got tied up with the gentleman, all of a sudden it's a 3-on-3 coming back, and Kuhlman's doesn't get there quick enough, and out of nowhere, Hughes just sneaks into the slot, and that's an easy one-time goal.
We were talking about it before with Jackson Hallam and the speed, and you were used that word opportunistic. You can see it as soon as there looks to be a little glimmer, a little sliver of hope for transition and a break and a rush the other way. Everybody's getting going north and south in a hurry for the Wolverines, and that created that opportunity there. Wolverines get it into the Badgers zone. Behind the net, they dig for it. It squirts loose to Lindmark on the far side. On his backhand, tries to back it. Hand it down to Lodge, can't do so. Badgers having some trouble breaking out. Now finally they do. 2-on-2 rush. Banta with it. In over the line. Centers offside. It towards the middle, but offside will be the call. As Lindmark was awaiting the pass, they had a trailer, but Bantle took it a little too wide by half a stride to cause the offside.
Interesting, as you look at Adam Fantilli, he and Horbach having words. And I think it may stretch back to the fact that Fantilli was a member of the Chicago Steel of the USHL, and of course we know that Horbach played here for the Capitals.
Wolverines playing a similar pace and style and look of their roster as we've seen over the years, but there's been a change with this team. Not only, as I mentioned before, as the puck goes out of play and they'll have a faceoff in the offensive zone, not only do they have 12 freshmen on this year's team after losing six of their top seven scorers, but the program underwent a change in the coaching staff as the Mel Pearson was fired before the start of the season after some off-ice issues there with the Wolverines. And they've got an interim first-year head coach who just about 2 years ago, Brandon Arado, wasn't even in coaching. And now he finds himself coaching the Michigan Wolverines. Very analytics-based style of coaching as well. As the Wolverines bring in the offensive zone, Moe had it momentarily, but now Gorniak will flip a pass to the side. The Badgers will get it out. Lucius trying to send it back to him. It was
right
fluttering
idea.
And bouncing. Gorniak had peeled away. Kuhlman's with a weak backhander that doesn't get out of the zone. The Wolverines looking for more on the attack. Brindley tries to dangle it to his backhand. Has it poked off a stick by Kuhlman's. Badgers looking once again a little bit on their heels in their own zone.
Yeah, they're pretty flat right now.
Michigan moving forward. Here's Stramel with a chance to create a 2-on-1. He's got Lucius with him. Stramel on the near side shoots and scores! Charlie Stramel. Badgers are on the board. It's 2-1.
That was about as slow-moving a 2-on-1 as I have ever seen.
I knew you were going to say that.
And the defenseman is like, are they going to pick it up? What's going to happen here? Stramel using Lucius as a screen, so to speak, or a decoy. I think if the defenseman would have come just a foot farther, he would have just dumped it over to Cruz Lucius, and Cruz would have been able to put it in the empty net. But Charlie Stramel will get the Badgers on the board. 4:37 left here in the first period, and a rare 2-on-1 given up by Michigan.
You were talking earlier about Gorniak being one of the guys you'd want in open ice. Maybe not Stramel and Lucius would be the two you would choose, but you would in terms of snipers there and knowing what to do with it. And Stramel made no mistake about it.
Ooh,
getting the Badgers on the board, and they're going to get a power play as well here as Zach Erdahl takes a big hit in his own zone up high, and now some pushing and shoving after the whistle down in the Wolverine zone, and a stoppage here with 4:17 to go in the first, and the Badgers should get their first quartz power play of the evening.
Yeah, I think Luke Fantilla is the one who has got the elbow right in the head of Zach Erdahl at the blue line. That'll be an interference call, I'm pretty sure. But then there was Fantilla came back and started pushing and shoving, trying to draw somebody with him into the penalty box. But I don't think the Badgers used their head.
They're going to review it here to see If it was a major penalty in the hit to the head, you know, and it gives me a second to say what I was about to say before that penalty call came there, is how important that goal was for the Badgers at 2-0, very easily staring going down 3 in the first period. Not where you want to be, obviously, against the Wolverines. Now they've cut that in half and now have a chance to maybe get that equalizer here with a power play.
You know, I was listening to a college hockey broadcast this past weekend, and a young man got hit in the head, and it was a legitimate 5-minute major, and they said, we're reviewing it for contact to the head. I hope the young man's okay. And the color commentator said, I know that young man. How would you know if he's okay or not okay? Because he's nice. No different.
That's not nice.
It happened to be my namesake.
The officials are taking a look at it here down in the scorer's bench area right below us here. Rob will go along with the imparant. It's 2-1. Michigan on top of the Badgers. Badgers just getting a goal a moment ago from Charlie Stramel to cut that deficit in half. Claude trying to claw their way back into the game. Gives us a chance to tell you American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fan sweepstakes and more. And today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Officials still taking a look at this one as Dominic Mersch awaits the news here, along with the Wolverines captain Nolan Moyle.
I've always been a fan of getting the call right.
Yeah.
But when it takes forever, I get antsy.
The old rule on the replay, if it's not obvious right away, but it looks like we're going to get the call here right now. Well, you know what, Ian, there's another school of thought. Take your time if you're going to make it a 5-minute major on the opposition, you know? No need to rush. Make sure you get it. And so now the Badgers, what I said was a big opportunity to try to tie the game, becomes huge because it's a 5-minute major. So they will be on the power play here for at least the next 4:17 of this period, and then on into period two. They can score as many times as they like here. And the Badgers power play that had picked up pace over the last four games or so. It's a big chance here against the Wolverines penalty kill unit.
Yeah, it is, and interesting to see how Michigan reacts to this power play. If they're aggressive, how can they stay out there for an extended period of time to be aggressive? It'll be interesting.
Badgers don't win the draw, but it finds its way to Kuhlemans, who keeps it at the blue line. We saw some adjustments and tweaking they made in the power play, and we're seeing it now here. Jugnauth running it up at the point, plays it over to DeSaint Fall. He's pinned up against the boards. Badgers keep it in, try to get it to DeSaint Fall, who steers it back to Jugnauth. Walks it towards the middle. Wrist shot through traffic. It bounces off the backboards, almost came out front, and the Badgers would have had a chance on the rebound there. So Kuhlemans now is along on the near side. They throw it out front. Lindmark shoots and scores! It's Caulfield!
As long as they worked on it on Thursday, it better be good.
We saw the Badgers wasting no time shooting it. They were shooting it quickly there, or attempting shots, and it bounced around and found its way to Brock Caulfield, and he deposits it in the back of the net, and the Badgers have clawed their way back from a two-goal deficit to tie it at two.
I actually thought that the initial shot that went off the backboards was a better scoring opportunity. Yep. This one just kind of popped out onto Brock's feet, into Brock's stick, I mean.
So a Badger power play that's now 6-46 on the season.
Here
on the board,
come.
And Dexheimer back in his own zone. We'll stop it behind his own net. Badgers at the 5-minute major power play, so as many times they can turn on that red light, they are free to do so. Here comes Lucius through center ice, in over the line. Lucius looking towards the middle, doesn't see an opening. He's tripped up. Puck bounces around, comes back to the blue line. Badgers able to hold it. It's steered towards Erdahl along the near boards. Erdahl has to peel away from a check. On his backhand, doesn't like what he sees. Hands it off to Dexheimer. He'll slide it to Lucius along the blue line. Lucius with a wrist shot, and Portillo gets a piece of that one with a glove. Portillo, and looking at the replay on the goal, never saw it. He was trying to look through traffic. He went right between the wickets, and the Badgers got the goal. That's the equalizer. Adam Fantilli wrists it hard all the way down the ice. Badgers trying to finish up a change here on this power play. Now 3:30 and counting in the major contact to the head call against the Wolverines, Johnny Druskins. Badgers get it in. Bantle plays it off the boards, but it turns it right over. Bantle trying to poke at it and get it from behind. Can't do so. Disrupts it enough that it's stopped by Jugnauth at center ice. Tyson in over the line.
Nope.
And he has it poked off his stick. Badgers not getting it in and getting it deep to get set up here in the last couple of minutes of this power play ever since they scored that goal. Around the boards it goes. Michigan will keep it in. It pops up high into the air. Kuhlemans gloves it down at center ice. Flips a little backhand pass to D. St. Paul. Has a man on his right. Gets it to Caulfield. Back to D. St. Paul. Top of the far circle as the Badgers now can set it up and work it around. Jugnauth gets it to D. St. Paul. Stops right over the Big Ten logo. Puts on the brakes. Gives it out to Jugnauth. Through traffic. Throws it up front. It was kind of a shot pass. He had Caulfield right there for the deflection. And he almost just stopped it completely and sent it the wrong direction. A shot from Jugnauth. Never gets through all the traffic. And it's played out to center ice. Jugnauth, the freshman defenseman, right away to Caulfield in over the line. Bobbles it. Gets it back to Kuhlemans along the near boards. Kuhlemans got a couple of forecheckers or a couple of Michigan Wolverines penalty killers right on top of him. One of those is Moyle, along with Gavin Brindley. Hops up in the air. Bantle takes a hit. And finally, the Wolverines able to send it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end. He stops it. Has to hand it off to Jugnauth. Badger's trying to get a change right now. Jugnauth's actually all alone. Going to have to take it behind his own net and peel away from a stoppa of the Wolverines. Badgers, Lucius, a little backhand pass along the near side to Gorniak. Gorniak with a head of steam. He'll get it in and put on the brakes as he peels away at the top of the near circle. Gives it to Lucius. Lucius will take it towards the middle along the blue line. Cruz Lucius with a wrist shot through traffic. That's blocked out front. Gorniak took a baseball-like swing out of the air, trying to knock it out of midair and fanned on it. Erdahl with a wrist shot through traffic. That's blocked and never reaches the net. Backhanded by the Wolverines to the line, but held by Lucius. Cruz will take it to the far board. Stop, come back to the top of the circle, and drop it to Dexheimer. Lucius with a one-timer then on the return pass, and that goes wide of the net.
I bet he was drooling on that.
Oh, he was teed up and ready. He was like happy Gilmore ready to step into one of those.
He was on the women's tees.
Played to Jared Moe, who sends it all the way down the ice to Cruz Lucius in over the line. Gorniak put up against the boards, loses control of the puck, still trying to dig at it. Gets it off the body of Lucius and a chance for Samuskevich for the Wolverines. He's got a man up front. Samuskevich with a backhander swatted out of the air and a nice defensive play by Erdahl. Michigan not afraid to be very aggressive on the penalty kill here. A 2-2 game in the final 10 seconds of the opening period of play. Badgers trailed 2-0. Want to make a silly mistake here as they're tied up in their own zone. Dexheimer will just take it behind his own net with 5 seconds remaining. Time for maybe one rush if they can make a play. Instead, Dexheimer just plays it out to center ice as the horn sounds in an action-packed first period. You could say you'd want more out of that major penalty and power play opportunity for the Badgers, but hey, they just climbed out of a 2-0 hole against the fifth-ranked Wolverines and head to the locker room right where they started. Knotted up in this one, 2-2. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report coming your way next from the Kohl Center. It's the Badgers and Wolverines tied at 2. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Hey Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. 2-2 our score here. The Badgers and the Wolverines knotted up after 20 minutes of action. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together, Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Pietrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of 2 club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local grown radio.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine, so we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Rain likely early, then changing to snow tonight. Otherwise, overcast. Lows level off around 11. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 18. Lows level off around 9 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Well, Ian, I feel like you didn't get a chance to get many words in edgewise that first period, because that was free-flowing and action-packed and a fast first period in a 2-2 game here between the Badgers and the Wolverines.
And not sloppily played either. I mean, no, none of those goals were sloppy goals. It was just they had good opportunities to score, in particular the one rebound that Brock Caulfield took off the back and off a shot from Tyson Jugnauth. And I guess Matty DeSaint-Fail was the guy who ended up giving it to Jugnauth, but pretty goal to say the least. And what can you say about Charlie Strammel's goal? He's in a situation where it's a 2-on-1. He's got the leading scorer on the team on the other side in Cruz Lucius, and instead he decides to pull the trigger. From our perspective, I think that the goaltender Portello gave him a ton of room on the top glove. Charlie Strammel sees that. He's going to shoot.
He did, as the Badgers rally back from a 2-0 deficit to head to the locker room here right now with still knowing they're going to come out in period number 2 on the power play in a game that is now tied at 2. So they are right back in this thing. And I'm sure, you know, they came out with good energy and
yes.
They finished with good energy, obviously, on the power play here. But I'm sure there's a little adjustment, too. Not only did you just have a week off, but a little better quality of opponent and pace that you're facing than the last couple of times out.
And it takes time to adjust to that. I mean, you could practice all you want, but it's never game pace. And that's the hard thing to do, is that if you come out and Michigan is a high-flying team, they'll turn around and they'll come out as hard as they can. You have to match that. If you don't, you find yourself in a hole. Badgers did a good job of matching it early on.
2-2 our score after one period of play. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center. We return in 2 minutes as Wisconsin hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Menards has what you need to keep your home safe. For more than 100 years, Kidde has been a leader in home safety, helping you protect what matters most. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Save big on Kidde Home Safety Products now at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes for a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
To our score between the Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines as our Ho-Chunk first intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Time to take a quick look at the stats here. It was the Wolverines getting on the board first, an even strength tally from Rutger McGrory, his sixth of the season, and then another even strength tally at the 14:01 mark by Luke Hughes, his third of the season. He was the late man on the rush, got the return pass, and beat Jared Moe to make it 2-0 Wolverines, and the Badgers look like they might be in trouble early here. But as Ian described in that last, again, a 2-on-1 rush with Charlie Stramel and Cruz Lucius. Charlie Stramel deposits his third goal of the season in the back of the net, and the Badgers were on the board. They'd get a power play, a major 5-minute penalty called for contact to the head, gives the Badgers the big advantage. Brock Caulfield in the high slot got the puck, turned and fired it between a screened Eric Portillo, who never saw it, right between the legs, and for Caulfield, his fifth of the season, that tied the game at 2. Shots on goal, Wolverines with 9 in that first period, the Badgers with 7. The Badgers with the only power play of the period. They are 1-4-2 so far. They are still in the midst of a 5-minute major. Wolverines yet to get that man advantage. Eric Portillo with 5 saves in the first period. Jared Moe with 7 saves for the Badgers. Our score 2-2, period number 2, comes your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond. as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
And we are about to get underway with period number two. Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines tied at two apiece. Congratulations to the Badger women's hockey team. Second-ranked Badgers 13-1 winners earlier today against Bemidji State on the road in Bemidji. And the Badger volleyball team is underway in NCAA play just down the road at the UW Fieldhouse. They won set one against Merrimack to lead that NCAA first-round match 1-0. They win, they will advance to round number two tomorrow evening at the Fieldhouse. Badgers continue their five-minute power play here in period number two as we are underway. Jugnauth through center ice, brings in the offensive zone, gets through a couple defenders, drops it back for Bantle, but it went right underneath his stick and goes all the way back down the ice.
They only had the opportunity or the time to make one, maybe two rushes, and to give one away is not a good deal.
That was it. And, ooh, a big hit laid by Anthony Kerr at center ice. He drops Adam Fantilli right in front of the blue line outside the Michigan zone. Penalty is over. Wolverines back at full strength. The Badgers do get on the board with one power play goal during that five-minute man
Kerr's
advantage.
Kerr's going to take a penalty because he ran into, I think, one of the Hughes boys, if I'm not mistaken, and the puck was nowhere to be found.
Fantilli brings it in for Michigan, snaps it right through the slot. It's deflected, comes to the near side, still controlled by Ethan Edwards for Michigan. Plays it back to Casey at the blue line. Malmquist gets there to poke it away, and as he touches it, that brings the whistle and the penalty call on the Badgers. Anthony Kerr, as Ian mentioned, and so for the first time tonight, the Michigan power play will go on the attack.
Yeah, it was an interference call. The Michigan player had his back turned. He was about to turn and try and go up the ice. Kerr was just standing right beside him and bowled him over. So pretty much an automatic in anybody's book. And the referee, it's the outside referee who made the call.
No.
We'll see Adam Fantilli, who is pretty much the anchor on this power play.
Well, as you'd expect, a team with this much talent, this many NHL draft choices, that's second in all of college hockey with 66 goals entering this weekend's play. They've added two more already. Has a lethal power play that's clicked at 29.4%. That's second best in the NCAA, 20 of 68 on the year. Fantilli to take the draw. Pulls it back off the near boards, back to Luke Hughes just inside the line. He'll play it down to TJ Hughes. TJ throws it from a sharp angle right on the net. Mo makes the save, and the puck will go out of the zone where Fantilli will have to collect it at center ice. Drops it for Luke Hughes, poked away by Horbach. Here's Horbach in on the rush. His wrist shot is deflected. It goes up off the netting and out of play. We've seen it before, this tandem of Horbach and Lindmark, very good on the penalty kill, especially the last few weeks, and they have created some scoring opportunities of their own.
That's the highest deflection I've ever seen here at the Kohl Center. It almost went over the net.
This Badger penalty kill unit is just under 80% on the season. That's 35th in the NCAA. Last time they were out, they were very effective. In the last few weeks, they've been very effective. In fact, they allowed seven power play goals in the first five games of the year. They've allowed just five power play goals in the last nine games. And one of those five was an own goal. So really only four, you could say. Michigan controls in the offensive zone. Sam Iskiewicz along the near boards, brings it to the top of the circle, spins away from trouble as Stang is watching him. Slides it back to Luke Hughes, over for a one-timer on the far side by Fantilli, and that's turned aside by Moe. Hit delivered by Mersch, dislodges the puck. And we're going to have a hand pass, I believe, is going to be the call. Yep. And so that'll stop the action now with 1:12 remaining in the interference call.
And the nice part about it is the faceoff was the hand pass call was made against Michigan. So the faceoff will come outside the blue line, not in the defensive zone for the Badgers.
Mentioned a moment ago when Horbach had the rush, this lethal tandem of Lindmark and Horbach, they've both scored on the shorthanded penalty kill this season. In fact, Lindmark has two of them, now six in his career. He's tied for first among active players in the NCAA with those six shorthanded goals. Badgers win the draw, wrist it all the way down the ice. Portillo will have to stop it behind his cage and play it away from Horbach as he watches him closely. Michigan regroup in their own zone. Lindmark and heard him interviewed by Brian Posick earlier this week, and he talked about that he and Jack Horbach, who both hail from Naperville, Illinois, know each other well, even though Owen's a senior and Jack's a freshman. They played together, they know each other well, and just have seemed to gel and click. Badgers dump it right back into the zone. Casey will have to play it. It was touched with a high stick. And so as Casey plays the puck, a whistle, and the Badgers, with just 39 seconds now remaining in the interference call, will get an offensive zone faceoff.
Well, both times an atypical breakout on the power play. They send the center iceman across by the blue line, and the defensemen play catch. Horbach and Lindmark go to the defensemen, and the offside defenseman, which at that time was Kerr, stepped into the passing lane twice and forced them back into the zone. Very nice play by Kerr. Dangerous, but good.
Controlled by the Wolverines off the draws. They bring it out of their zone. Stang and Mersch up front. Badgers break up the flow right at the blue line, and Vorlicki will wrist it down. It's Vorlicki and Kulemans back along the blue line. Michigan floating a forward all the way at the far blue line, trying to space things out. McGrory with the one-touch pass to Turcotte. Turcotte brings it into the offensive zone. Tries to peel away from a check along the near boards. Tied up by Stang. Puck in their skates. Squirts loose to Lapointe. Plays it back to the blue line. Is it held? It is indeed. Played cross-ice to Casey, who slams it off the boards. Kulemans is there. He partially fans on the swat at it to try to get it around the boards as he was having his pocket picked from behind by Brindley, but the penalty is over. Kerr's out of the box. Badgers back at full strength. Kerr will head off over the boards, and the Badgers will get a full change as Michigan regroups in their own zone. 16:30 to go in the second period. 2-2 our score. Lucius takes a turnover. His backhander goes off the side of the net as he tried to play it from behind. He had Stramel circling around in front as the Michigan defender just slipped up on his own, that being Johnny Druskins.
You know what the coach is going to say. Hey, be careful out there. That ice is slippery.
That red goal line got Johnny Druskinis, and that created a chance for the Badgers, but the centering pass by Lucius hit the side or back portion of the net.
Yeah, and it wasn't a bad play just to dump it out there because the goaltender wasn't quite in contact with the post. Could have been one of those freak goals that the Badgers have had seen them scored against.
So an offensive zone faceoff. The Badgers with the line of Bantle along with Horbach and Lindmark up front. Vorlicki along the blue line who plays it now, and Kulemans, his fellow blue liner. Lindmark along the near boards gets it up to Bantle. He gets it ahead to Horbach. Drops it back for Bantle. Cuts to the middle, and Bantle's wrist shot is deflected. Goes wide of the net. Pearson scoops it up for Michigan. Loses it. A couple of Badgers collide, but it's finally played back to Kulemans inside the line. Kulemans through traffic. A wrist shot! He finds the back of the net! Somebody get a GPS for that one. I'm not sure how it found it, but the Badgers lead it 3-2.
I don't know who it went off or if it did go off anybody. It looked like it was going to be high of the net, so I'm sure they'll review it to make sure that it wasn't a high stick, but neither Michigan nor Wisconsin is raising any contention about it, so I would venture to say that they're accepting the fact that there was a lot of traffic in front of the net, and I don't think the goaltender really got a good look at it.
Boy, how many times have you said it or you've heard any coach say, just throw it towards the net. Get it on net. Get it on net. Something will happen. That's what they're talking about. That's what they're envisioning there. Because whether it was traffic, deflection, something caused that one. to just get past Portillo.
Or the Wayne Gretzky theory. Every shot you don't take doesn't score.
That's true. That's true. I always liked his one that a barbell never scored a goal, so he's not lifting one. Estapa will backhand it in for Michigan, and the Badgers have their first lead of the weekend. They trailed it 2-0 in the first. They've scored the next three, and it's now a 3-2 game. Mo has to pad one aside as it's in their zone, and around it goes the boards. Estapa can't get to it, but Moyle will be the first one there. He'll play it around. It goes to the near side. Lucius is the first one to it. Cruz in his number 51 sweater chops it off the near boards. Dexheimer will backhand it. Will it get out of the zone? It does indeed. Just out to center ice. Hallam will play it cross ice. Hughes plays it ahead to Estapa. He tries to wrist it in, but it's off the skate of Gorniak. And here come the Badgers quickly to counter. Lucius slides it over to Stramel. Stramel back to Lucius. And there was another one of those slow developing pass plays. And Gorniak, meanwhile, is like a gerbil in the circle or in the cage, just running his wheels, going as fast as he can on the other side. And it never came to fruition over there. Michigan brings it right in. Yeah. Sharp angle shot on Moe. He makes the save, but a penalty call coming here on the Badgers.
Jugnot's going to take it.
Oh, we could have another Daniel Lotch.
Almost an own goal as the Wolverines sent it back towards their own net, but McGroarty will scoop it up and bring it out of his own zone. Delayed call coming here on the Badgers. Edwards brings it over the line for the Wolverines. Gets away from the check of care. Plays it below the goal line. Around the boards it goes. Brindley.